Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, magnificent Monday, May 12th, 2025 edition. Well, the Attorney General's back at it, joining a coalition of other Attorney Generals, filing a lawsuit Friday challenging President Donald Trump's administration declaration of an emergency energy executive order. Energy emergency. Well, that triggered, of course, drill baby drill, frack baby frack, opening up federal lands to drilling, renegotiating the pipeline with Canada, as well as expediting the tunnel project with Enbridge. This Attorney General, Dana Nessel, has an absolute commitment to stopping Enbridge from building the tunnel project. So she joined the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court, Western District of Washington. Not Washington, D.C., the state of Washington. Seeking to block the implementation of the executive order that the Attorney General say falsely declares a national emergency in order to fast-track fossil fuel projects and roll back critical environmental protections. Attorney General Dana Nessel said, quote, "True emergencies are disasters that directly impact residents, not a fake crisis to pad big oil profits," said Nessel. "This is just the latest in a long line of examples of President Trump illegally using his executive orders and his administration to cater to his big oil campaign donors at the expense of the Great Lakes, our environment, and the people of Michigan." State Representative Dave Preston, of Republican of Cedar River, said Nessel is too much of an elite to notice the energy emergency, calling her announcement about the lawsuit a fundraising effort for something, because, of course, she hasn't announced she's running for any office. It doesn't matter how baseless a lawsuit can be. If there's an opportunity to raise some cash by calling President Trump evil, Dana Nessel will take it. This lawsuit is going nowhere and she knows it. Now, the interesting thing about this is how Preston went on to say, "There is nothing more dangerous than energy poverty," which is exactly why President Trump declared this national energy emergency in the first place. Well, if you remember, under Biden, they depleted the reserve that we had, the national oil reserve, tried to prop up the supply in order to drive down prices right before the 2024 election. Completely drained it. It's gone. It's depleted. Also, other things that they have done by banning federal lands being drilled, explored for oil, as well as other impacts on the market. Number one, and this is critical, shutting down the leasing on federal lands, offshore drilling, and others, Donald Trump immediately reinstated it. Absolutely reinstated it as soon as he got in office. Section 401 of the Clean Water Act allows states to evaluate federal permit applications for compliance with applicable state water quality standards. This is a process Nessel, the Attorney General, said is vital to protecting Michigan's Great Lakes, the environment, and public health. Well, back in January, Trump issued an executive order directing federal agencies to expedite permits for energy projects by circumventing longstanding environmental review processes under these laws, such as the Clean Water Act. Additionally, he called for reduction in the Energy Species Act as well as the National Historic Preservation Act, according to the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Well, this multi-state coalition argues in court that the Trump administration is illegally using emergency authorities for non-emergency projects to keep the nation reliant on energy sources such as coal, oil, and gas, even though energy production remains at an all-time high. And major energy companies have stated that they do not plan to increase output as a result. The order signed by Trump excludes wind, solar, and batteries. Among the cheapest and cleanest modern energy sources that exist today. Sorry, Nessel. Bald-faced lie. She goes on to say that the administration is simultaneously seeking to increase exports on fossil fuels, a strategy which, according to the U.S. Department of Energy, will increase prices for American consumers. Okay, this woman is a pathological liar. Only when we have excess supplies will we then have the ability to export. What part of that does she not get? One thing that you have to understand, the process is market driven. Until we see lower prices here, Donald Trump's U.S. Department of Energy is not going to export oil. They're doing it now based on previous trade agreements, but they're not increasing it, which is what she's basically saying. Well, joining Nessel in filing this lawsuit, listen to these states. Every single one of them, liberal, progressive. California, Connecticut, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Wisconsin, and the state of Washington where the case was filed. There's only one problem, attorney generals. You can try to tie him up in court all you want. The president still has the ability to sign this executive order. His administration then can act on that executive order and continue with their process. You can tie him up in court all you want. He's still the president. It's about time, Dana, you stop wasting our money in joining these lawsuits in Washington State. It's not what we, the people of the state of Michigan, want you to do with our taxpayer dollars. Even though you run the largest law firm in the state, you still do not have the right to waste our money on these frivolous lawsuits. It's that simple. Well, we'll see where this goes. Another one that we'll put on the watch list. But the bottom line, Donald Trump is moving forward with energy independence. Supply is going up, people. That's why we're watching the price of oil as it's dropping, basically because of the supply issue. As a result, we're going to talk about in the next segment how to file a complaint with this very attorney general. Maybe if we give her some work for us, the people in Michigan, she'll stop filing these stupid lawsuits in Washington. Very simple process. I've been through it myself. You need to look at it. Absolutely need to look at how to do this and file a complaint against a gas company, oil company in your area. We'll see where this goes, but we'll give you the information and help us put pressure on her to investigate price fixing and price gouging of gasoline diesel up here in northern Michigan. We're going to get into that. We're also going to talk about the process. State representatives, state senators need to hear about it as well. I believe this is something that they're doing on purpose, and they are getting away with it, and Attorney General Dana Nessel is allowing them to do so. So we'll see where this goes. Absolutely keep an eye on it. One final item real quick. Text me gas. If you'd like this information, I'll also send you the link to mioversight.com. They're going to investigate as well. We'll talk about that. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. One of the things I think that we're looking at here is the fact that we basically have tolerated high gas prices forever up here in northern Michigan. Price fixing, these conglomerates, Barney, Castle, other gas companies out there that own so many of these stations, basically raise their prices. All of them do it. Then when they start dropping, goes down very slow. Goes up quick, but comes down slow. But if you base it on supply, if you look at the oil market, if you look at the price of the barrel of a barrel of oil, there's no reason why we should still be paying over $3 a gallon anywhere. Greg texted me this morning. He got gas in Howell for $2.69. Well, we need to file some complaints. Text me gas, and I'll send you the link to the form, to the actual form to fill out a complaint with the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Agency. Now, it requires a couple of things. First, you actually have to have a gas station that you know habitually price fixes their gasoline. Always the first to raise their prices, always the highest in your area. You need to go into the gas station and confront the worker, the person at the cash register. Why are your gas prices always so high? Why do you raise them so quickly and then take so long to lower your prices? Why are you more than other gas stations in the area? You got to get a response from the worker. Then when you click on this form that I'm going to send you online, you have to put in the name of the gas station, the date, the time, and what you said to the worker and what was their response. You also have to provide your name, address, email, phone number, and submit the complaint to the Attorney General's office. They say based on their workload that they could take up to a month for them to respond to you. But they will start an investigation based on your complaint. Now, you also have to spend some time finding the corporate address office of the oil company. You got to put in their address, website, phone number, fax number, whatever information you can get from the about the oil company and include it in your complaint. Very, very, I guess, detailed complaint information that you have to provide. It will take you about 15, 20 minutes to do the research. I did it. You can do it. It needs to be done. And here's the other thing. When we start submitting these complaints, the investigation process starts. Maybe, just maybe, we'll start seeing these prices come down. We've already started to impact some of them, but it needs to be done. You need to take the time to do this. So text me GAS, and I'll send you the specific link. You click on it, it takes you right to the complaint form. Start reading through it. You'll see what information you got to put in there, and then submit your complaint online. You can't file a complaint over the phone. It has to be done online. Thank you, Captain Jeff, for informing me of that. Did not realize that it was an actual online form that had to be filled out. Took the time after the show one day last week to do it. Took me about 15, 20 minutes. Maybe, just maybe, if these oil companies get a call from the Attorney General's office, maybe they'll knock it off. Because if they get found guilty of price fixing or price gouging, then she goes after them for fines, penalties, and fees. And they don't want to face that. So make sure you follow up. Text me GAS. I'll send you the link, and you can get it filled out and filed with the Attorney General. Also, another website you need to be aware of, mioversight.com. Go there, provide the information similar to what you gathered for your complaint with the Attorney General, and file a complaint and investigation to be started by the House Oversight Committee. Understand free market. Understand totally you have the right to sell your gas for whatever you want. But when the market suggests lower prices and you keep artificially keeping your prices high, well, you need to be investigated. And whatever you do, people, don't buy your gas at these high-priced gas stations just for convenience. Shop around and get the best price. You stop buying your gas there, and cigarettes and lotto tickets and Red Bull, maybe, just maybe, they'll drop their gas prices. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local